AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The remnants of Hurricane Francine moving northward and spreading out after lashing the deep south. Norman Hall has a report.
Residents of Louisiana and Mississippi in the path of Francine are dealing with the force of the storm's winds and flooding. Francine left hundreds of thousands of utility customers without power. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says no deaths were reported. Crews, businesses, and residents are cleaning up the mess. Chauvin, Louisiana resident Ralph Hopkins lost a dock and had other damage, but plans to rebuild.
It's where I came to retire, so that's why I don't give up. You know, you got to do what you have to do, you know.
The storm's remnants threaten flash flooding in cities as far away as Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, and Atlanta. I'm Norman Hall.
Cooler weather's allowing crews fighting three major wildfires in the mountains east of Los Angeles to slowly gain the upper hand. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Meantime, a 4.7 magnitude earthquake rattled the LA area. No injuries or major damage immediately reported. Donald Trump made a campaign appearance in Tucson, Arizona, again bringing up the results of the 2020 election.
I was told if I got 63 million votes, which is what I got in 2016, you can't lose. Just get 63. I got close to 12 million more votes than that, and we lost, but we didn't lose. And we're never going to let that happen again in this country.
Kamala Harris holding rallies in North Carolina, saying Trump's showing
that same tired playbook that we've heard for years, with no plans for how he would address the needs of the American people, because, you know, it's all about him. It's not about you. Well, folks, I said it then, I say it now. It's time to turn the page.
Inflation at the wholesale level eased in August to a 1.7% annual rate. This is AP News. Pope Francis opened the final leg of his tour through some of Asia's poorest countries in one of the world's richest, Singapore. Our Nicole Winfield is with him.
Pope Francis is marveling at Singapore's economic development. He says it's like the skyscrapers have risen up from the sea. But he's urging the city-state's government to take better care of the immigrant workers who are so responsible for Singapore's growth. About 500,000 people within the foreign workforce work as domestic laborers, maids, or in the construction or shipping industries. According to Human Rights Watch, there are labor abuses, exploitation, and withheld wages. The Pope urged Singapore to treat these workers with respect and fair wages. He is in Singapore. This is the last leg of his four-nation trip through Asia and the Pacific.
Again, that's the AP's Nicole Winfield, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.